You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders takes us to Mount Vernon, Texas today to get a close-up look at the painstaking craftsmanship at the heart of restoring a 102-year-old courthouse.
David Weston walked up as I wandered unaccompanied through the Franklin County Courthouse in Mount Vernon recently. I was taking photographs of the final stages of the restoration of that 1912 building. Once I explained I was taking photos for a story for the paper, he enthusiastically conducted a top-to-bottom tour of this grand old building. Weston, 57, is the superintendent on the project, a man clearly in love with his work. "People ask me when I'm going to retire. When I die, that's when," he said. Weston is from Long Island, New York, and sports two gold earrings in each lobe and a scraggly beard. We hit it off well. As a semi-retired amateur furniture builder, I appreciate the painstaking craftsmanship he and his workers are putting into this project. Weston showed me a stack of black walnut lumber that he milled from a tree in Marion County, now drying on racks and ready to be planed. I told him about my cache of walnut, bought over the years out of barns around East Texas. I keep hauling that lumber around, thinking someday I will again have time and space to build furniture. That was an instant bond, two fellow lovers of black walnut. The Franklin County Courthouse restoration is just magnificent. The company that Weston works for specializes in historical restorations. It has brought a number of Texas courthouses back to their original splendor. One of my favorites is the Harrison County Courthouse in Marshall, which he helped restore about 5 years ago. When one walks into these buildings, you feel transported back to a simpler time, what Weston calls the Gilded Age of Craftsmanship. I picture Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird delivering his impassioned defense in such a courthouse as Franklin County's. Weston, who's been on this job about a year, shows up about 6 a.m. and leaves about dark, around 8 or so. By now he knows every inch of this three-story building, from the segregated bathrooms outside the basement that black people had to use before the Civil Rights Movement, to the room with chicken wire encased in the glass windows, which served as a vault. The vault door is now being restored as well. We climb up a narrow ladder through an opening in the ceiling on the third floor to take a look at the metal ball that is struck to chime when the clock strikes the hour, or at least it will when everything is finished and the clocks are synchronized. The bell, which looks like a cannonball, is still housed in the original hand-hewed lumber. Weston leads me up another set of very narrow ladder steps to the top of the cupola, where he proudly shows off the mechanical clock mechanism, now also restored. Somebody's going to have to climb up here once a week and turn the metal crank to wind the clock. Maybe the county commissioners can take turns, but it's going to take somebody pretty agile and skinny. It's rare these days to meet people who take such pride in their work, whatever it is. For Weston, restoration is truly a labor of love, and he and his crew pay attention to every detail. His approach is simple. "If there's a mistake, I take the blame," he said. "If it's done right, we all share the credit." That's the servant approach to management, and it truly works when you have people who care about what they do, no matter the job. It certainly helps to love your work, something else we had in common. As he said just before we parted ways, "Anybody who tells you they're bored, well, they're boring people." Amen to that, David, and thanks for bringing back a piece of history.